Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. It's five reasons good leaders won't ignore dealing with difficult people. The most common way of dealing with difficulty is to ignore it. At least, this is what audience members have told me repeatedly over the last few years of teaching make difficult people disappear. Now, in truth, some do confront them, and some turn into bullies when trying to deal with them. But the bottom line is the most effective leaders who have the best results don't ignore problem employees, even if they're not on their own team. There are reasons for this, and five of them are in this Monday Moment. Review these reasons. Apply them to your own leadership and see if there are areas in which you could become an even better leader. And maybe even make difficult people disappear. Reason number one, a leader's energy is better spent leading. Ignoring an issue that inhibits results or gets in the way of performance is not leadership. It's avoidance. Besides, ignoring an issue takes more time to keep track of it and push it out of one's mind than simply dealing with it directly. Reason number two, effective leaders don't have time to keep score. Now, leaders track numbers, performance, quotas, man hours, workforce, balance, budgets, and a host of other numerical and even less linear metrics. What they don't have time for is keeping score on who ticked them off or was difficult and has yet to be dealt with or put off until later. They coach for improvement right then, right there. Reason number three, pummeling employees with stored up issues creates damage control. Now imagine a squirrel gathering up nuts for the winter and stuffing them in his mouth. Okay, so I like squirrels, but go with me here. This will make sense in a minute. If you were to smack your hands on both sides of the stuffed mouthed squirrel, you would get pelleted with nuts stored up for the winter. A similar scenario occurs when you stuff stuff and store up issues for the winter. Eventually, they're all coming out, and telling them all at once at rapid-fire speed makes an employee very defensive. Reason number four, most employee memories are pretty short. Now, unless the employee's difficulty is repeated and egregious or caused them to suffer significant consequences for their actions before you got to talk with them, chances are they've forgotten what they did that you deemed difficult. Address it now, or they'll not learn anything from the time you took to remind them of what they did. And reason number five, leaders know how to be assertive. Aggressive is like being a bully. Passive is like being a doormat. Assertive leaders simply speak their mind without imposing on the rights of another. As the leader, you may make requests, sure, and you may set boundaries, but you may not impose on their right as a person to recover from a mistake or make good on a bad behavior choice. If they don't like the boundaries you set for future behavior, they may also always make the choice to leave. But you have to give them all the information, including boundaries and your direction, for them to be able to make that choice. And that includes telling them what they did that made them difficult. Becoming a better leader may mean stepping outside of your comfort zone, but that's where the magic happens, and that's where most leadership development lives. Those who hide in the shadows of comfort continue to deal with and complain about difficult people and employees, taking no personal responsibility to resolve the issue. As a leader, their behavior is your issue and your responsibility. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.